Hello, friends. I am super excited to be able to share with you guys tonight what the Lord has been teaching me over the summer. So I'm just going to give you just a second to join in and to come find me here. Thank you for joining us. It's going to be a good night. I'm super excited to be able to share this with you guys. There we go. It just takes a minute just for people to find the video. There we go. Can make sure my phone's off here. All right, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, so excited to be able to share with you guys what God has been doing with me over the summer and some of the things that he has been teaching me, because I know that anything that we release with Let the Children Fly, that I get to test it out first. I know that he doesn't want me just to have a message and share it as an intellectual tool, if so to speak, that he wants me to live it. He wants me to live it, and he wants the Let the Children Fly message is testimony of what he's already done in our lives. And so I have been sharing this message with anybody that will listen to me, and I just figured it was time to go ahead and do a Facebook Live video and just get that message out to the rest of you. So I see you guys are all jumping on now, so thanks, and I just bless you for being with us. So let's go back. So it was last spring. I have a girl that I am mentoring, but this girl is so on fire. I think she's mentoring me. I love when that happens. But she came to my house, and she was all excited, and she was sharing with me the different things that the Lord had been teaching her about abundance. And come on, we are sons and daughters, and our Father is the creator of the universe. Like, there is a whole level of abundance where Jesus said that I died so that you could have life and you could have it abundantly. There's so much about abundance that I just don't feel like the body of Christ fully gets. And so she was, the Lord had already been speaking to me about some of the stuff, and the Lord was speaking to her. And so I was like absolutely sitting at her feet wanting to hear everything that is that she had to share. And so she started to explain. She said, have you ever had those times that you're praying for something up here, but it seems like you get this, you get something down here. Like, it almost feels like your ship is sinking. And she said, and those seasons are so frustrating because you're going after this, but you're getting this. And I was like, keep going. Like, it's bearing witness to my spirit. Keep going. And she started explaining how it's like the ship is sinking, but she said the ship needs to sink. And she was saying how if there's verses that are true, that God is always good, that he's bringing us from glory to glory, that he's the author of our story, that that he works all things out for the good of those that love him, right? So all these verses, but that look like he should be God of this, but why when we're praying for this do we get this? And this sometimes feels opposite of who we know God to be. But she went on to say, she said, it's like the ship is sinking, but the ship needs to sink. So that, because the ship needs to sink, because God is good, he's bringing us from glory to glory, he knows what he's doing, he's the author of our story, it needs to sink so that a new ship can come up. Boy, let me tell you, my spirit was exploding when she said this, because it was bearing so much witness to what the Lord had been already speaking to me about. And so she left me with this question. She left me with a question. It was, what does abundance look like in blank, in all circumstances? When things look like it's sinking, what does abundance look like in that? And again, my mind fully didn't understand this. It took me all summer to really wrap my brain around this revelation. But I'm inviting you into the little pieces and the steps that the Lord had been walking me through all summer long. So anyways, if you want to talk about the ship and how it needs to sink so that a new ship can come out, can come up, let's call that wineskin. Let's call that capacity. Let's call that that God is doing something. He's giving us this, but sometimes we have to go to the journey of things dying, of things breaking, things widening, things changing, things leaving, and sometimes it feels like the ship is sinking. And when it feels like the ship is sinking, come on, guys, it's much easier to be on the water when it's sailing, when it's floating along. Come on, we float with ease, right? But when we feel like the ship is sinking and we start to feel the water on our feet, that's when most people, I'm giving you guys keys here, man. That's when most people start panicking. they start panicking and saying, I was praying for this, but all of a sudden this is happening. And they start partnering with the enemy with lies that God doesn't know what he's doing, that he's not good, that he doesn't know how to bring you into this, into the greater thing. And I really believe that there are scores and scores of believers that are praying for this, but they are stuck. They're stuck because their feet are wet. Their feet are wet in the thinking, and they don't have the greater perspective of what's going on, and they're partnering with belief systems that they should not be partnering with at that time, and it's keeping them frozen in that place of the boat's not yet sunk, but it's not sailing either. And so anyways, I just thought that was such a brilliant word that she gave me about the ship sinking and then leaving me with what does abundance look like in that situation. And again, I just want to highlight, my mind didn't fully understand this, but my spirit was like, yes and amen. So a couple of days after that, I want to set the stage for you. Last year was not my best year. Last year was hard in a lot of ways. Praise God that year is over. But it took a lot out of me physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And here we are, it's the night before my eighth graders are graduating. They had a big thing at school, so it required a lot of my time and attention. My other daughter wanted to make treats for her class, and come on, you any mom knows what I'm talking about. There was just a lot going on. And at the same time, I'm packing all five of us to go on the road for 5 weeks. And I'm doing all the driving from here to Minnesota, which is a long, it takes a lot out of you. It's a long drive. And we're speaking at, I don't remember how many it was, but umpteen different speaking of engagements throughout the way. So there's a lot on my plate. And I knew that staying in a place of rest was key so that my adrenals stayed in balance. So that when they get out of balance and I get overworked like that, my adrenals go out. And the only solution for adrenals is rest. Come on, rest and being on the road for 5 weeks. That's not the good time to physically rest like that. So anyway, so I'm managing this as best as I possibly can. And this particular night, when all the stuff was required of me, a bomb went off. Like, it was out of my control. It was out of my realm of, it wasn't a decision that I had made. It was somebody else. But it went off, and it required everything within me. And the entire night that I should have been focusing on my children, I actually had to be focused on this other circumstance. And it was hard. It was really hard. It took from me. It affected finances. It affected my emotions. It affected my energy level. It affected my adrenals. It affected just my time to be able to get stuff done. And I wasn't overly happy about it, to be honest with you. And anyways, we worked through that and moved on into the road. And I remember I was driving and I just started unpacking this and walking through some forgiveness and just processing things with the Lord. And this situation, by every standard of any human being, would be like bad, 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 bad. This was not a good situation, and that I had to walk through, or that I kind of reap the consequences for somebody else. I could say it that way. And all of a sudden, I heard in the back of my mind, "No, what does abundance look like in this situation?" And literally, my first thought was, "Well, there's no abundance in this situation. It's all bad. It's all lack. It's all like it came to kill, steal, and destroy." But I thought, well, let's test this out. And so I started asking the Lord, Jesus, would you show me? You gave your life so that I would have, you gave your life so that I would have life and I would have it abundantly. So what does abundance look like in this particular situation with what happened? And guys, I'm not going to go into all the details right now. It might be a teaching down the road. But I can tell you that through asking that question, what does abundance look like in this very difficult situation? I had the greatest breakthrough that I think I have ever had with the Lord. It was one of the most amazing encounters. It's like he dug so deep, so deep inside me and pulled something out. And it was so brilliant that I honestly look back on that situation and I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It wasn't at the time that I wanted. It wasn't like none of that I would have picked in the natural. But I can say today, I praise God for that, because abundance does not look like God stopping all of that because other people have a free will. But abundance does look like God doing something with it. That's what abundance is. And the gold that I got from that, from what God was able to do in that, made everything that I went through worthwhile. So anyway, so I want you to put in your back pocket, I want you to put the question, what does abundance look like in this situation? What does it look like when the kids are demanding so much of you? What does it look like when you lost your job? What does it look like when the car breaks down? What does abundance look like? How does a daughter or a son respond in this situation? And I promise you, that question alone will transform your relationship with Jesus and how you respond on earth. So I want to put that just kind of on the side a little bit. And I want to move into how the Lord continued to unpack this for me this summer, because it's just been so profound. And like I said, I've been telling everybody that will possibly listen to my story. I've been sharing this with people. And so let me continue on. So we are now on the road. We are in Colorado, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota doing this loop. And we did the same loop 2 years ago. We were just kind of organically, you're going to be in Nebraska. Would you come to Iowa? Sure. You're going to be in Iowa. We come to Minnesota. And 2 years ago, I think we had like 18 speaking events. We were on the road for a couple months. And without any effort whatsoever, it's like we just kept getting invited back this year to the same cities. We could have stayed in the exact same hotels. It was the same cities, but it was different churches. So come on, the Lord is starting a fire with Let the Children Fly like he promised that he would. And those fires are starting to grow. And so new churches are starting to invite us because of the testimonies that they're hearing in these other places. So we were on the road again this summer, pretty much the same places. And I have to say, last time we did it 2 years ago, whenever I would get off the stage, I would get off the platform, there would always be this process with the Lord. And I love this. I love this process. It would be, I would always thank him for what he did. I would thank him for bringing people and touching people. I would thank him for allowing me to have a voice and to play in his kingdom. And then I would start asking him, Father, what's one thing that I did really good that I made you proud in getting up there and sharing my heart and my story? And then I would ask, what's one thing that I could do better next time? Or what's one thing you want to grow me in, you want to highlight to me? And that was a really rich time for me 2 years ago. I travel a lot, but this was a time where I did so many speaking events all back to back, and we were on the road, like a tour, so to speak. So anyway, so that was a very rich part of that that travel trip of processing that stuff with the Lord. So here we are 2 years later. And when I'm coming off the stage, I do the same process. But I honestly had, I hope you hear my heart in this. I honestly had the belief that like I couldn't have done any better. Like 2 years ago, I'm like, oh, next time I'm going to go after that, or I'm not going to be so afraid, or I'm going to be bolder, or I'm going to take risks or whatever. But this time I felt like it's not like I got an A+ because it's not about performance. But I'm like, Lord, I released everything that I had within me. Like, there was nothing else for me to give. I could not have ran that race any better. I did the best that I possibly could at every time. And it became so abundantly strange to me that 2 years ago, I always knew there was more, and it was fun partnering with going after that. But this time, I was like, I'm doing it. Like, man, I really hope you hear my heart. This isn't arrogance, and this isn't like, whoa, I did such a great job. It's not that. It's that I knew I gave away all that I had, and there wasn't anything left that I had reserved or I had held back. And I started to really process with the Lord, thank you, Jesus, that what I'm able to do, but there's more, and so how do I get the more? Like, this can't be all there is inside me or that you want to give me to be able to share with other people. I'm praying that this is making sense to you guys. So anyways, so every speaking event, I would enter this thing with the Lord of, what does more look like? How do I get more? Is it a gift? Do I go after this? What is this? And come on, the Lord is so good. So we were supposed to leave Colorado, and ironically enough, a well-known preacher, speaker from Reading was actually going to be at our home church in Denver. And so instead of leaving that morning, we decided we would leave the next morning and we would go back, we would be with them that night. And we're friends with them, and our sons are good friends in school, and so we thought that would be a fun thing to be a part of. So anyways, so we were there, and I started watching him on stage, and hear my heart again. My goal is not to be like him. My goal is not to follow him. My goal is not to jump in his lane. He's in his, I'm in mine. But the Lord allowed me to see that this man had a greater capacity. What he was able to receive from the Lord and release, it's a greater capacity than I'm walking in. And that's okay. Everybody's always going to be at a different place. And so it wasn't a comparison. It was, I was aware that his capacity was greater. So that just fueled this fire in me. I've got to know, is this, do you get greater capacity by going after it? Do you get greater capacity by having somebody pray for impartation? Like, how do you increase capacity? And the Lord is just so funny. So I just want to say that it wasn't like I was in anguish over it, but I would say it was probably one of my number one thoughts over the summer. It was a theme that the Lord was doing is, wow, I'm at capacity. How do you get more? Okay. So I come home, and the first morning that we were here, the kids are all sleeping in and enjoying their rooms and obviously their beds again. And I get up early like I normally do, and I sneak outside. I'm having a great quiet time with the Lord and thanking him for my trip and just processing and unpacking some things in my mind and my heart, and just really had a sweet time with him. And this is so funny. The entire time on my trip, I had this book. I don't know if you guys can see it here, but it's Chris Valentin's book called Poverty, Riches, and Wealth. And I was, I don't know, about halfway through it, and I carried it on my trip. And every time I was ready to sit down and read this book, I was like, no, I shouldn't sit with Chris and listen to what he has to say. I should just sit with Jesus because I have something, you know, I was processing this about the capacity. And I literally carried this book with me, you guys, the entire trip with me. And so I come home and I open up the book right where I left off. And it literally, I don't know if I have it here, it's called Practical Ways to Grow Your Capacity. And that is literally the title of the chapter that I had left off on. I think that's funny. So I sat there outside and I read the chapter, or the title, and I started crying. And I knew at this point that the Holy Spirit had been teaching me with my friend's comment about what is abundance, and with my the theme of my summer, and now obviously the book. I knew that revelation was about ready to come in a floodgate. And let me tell you, my spirit was so ready to receive what he had to share with me. And so I don't want to speak for Chris. Go ahead and get this book. This book is amazing. It is not about finances. It is about love, and it is about being a son and daughter, and about receiving all that the Father has for you. So anyways, Poverty, Riches, and Wealth by Chris Valentin. I strongly encourage you to get a copy of the book. But anyway, so I don't mean to speak for him, but I'm going to paraphrase the chapter that I read. Chris is talking about a business that he owned, and he had grown to about a little over $500,000 in profit. Come on, who would complain with that? But he realized any living thing continues to grow, and he realized he was capped off, and he wasn't okay with that. And he was like, it's not okay that I'm plateauing at this level. Like, it should always be increasing for the more. And come on, there's a lot of us that feel that way, like we're capped off. And that's what my summer was. I felt like I was capped off 2 years ago. I was still in the place of increase, and I was still at the place of maximizing my capacity. Where this summer, I believed I was operating from my full capacity, and I'm trying to figure out how to increase capacity. So here Chris is talking about the exact same thing, and I'm eagerly reading through the pages. And he talks about, and I don't mean to, please get the book, let him explain it in his own words. I'm just paraphrasing here. But he talks about his business being like a vase or a jar, and that there's like walls to his, the capacity. And for him, the water that filled it up would have been obviously customers. And the Lord started to unpack some of this for Chris and was saying that even if new customers came to increase those profits, that there was no place for them to go because he was operating at full capacity. Come on, he was not operating at full capacity in his first year when he first opened the doors. He wasn't operating at capacity at the second year or the third year. But in 4 years, he got to capacity, and he couldn't grow any further because his walls were already set. Okay? So he began to ask the Lord, how do you increase the capacity? The same question that I've been asking all summer long. And the Lord showed him, or had him ask his team, what are the biggest complaints against our company? Well, come on, there were like three or four things, super easy, like the phone lines were always busy. So-and-so probably didn't have the right skill sets to work the front counter. They always ran out of inventory. And all of those things push away customers, which pushes away growth and profit. And so Chris went and he changed those couple of things as a business leader, and boom, his capacity was able to grow. His capacity was able to grow. And I just was so struck by this, that God gives each of us a certain amount of energy on earth, like a certain amount of like what we're supposed to be doing. I don't have the capacity to run a daycare. I don't have the capacity right now to you know, be the president of the United States of America. Come on. But I do have a lane. I do have a lane, which is my destiny. And God wants me to stay in my lane. He doesn't want me to do all things. He doesn't want me to have a capacity to attempt to be able to do a ton, if that makes sense. I'm not supposed to be doing everything, but I am supposed to be having the greatest amount of capacity that He's given me in my lane, in my lane. And it's not about necessarily increasing capacity as much as it is widening capacity. So sometimes we think, I just have to do more. I just have to do more. Nope, I don't believe that's a strategy. The strategy is figuring out what are your walls. What are the things that are keeping you from being able to receive the more? I'm praying this is making sense to somebody. This has absolutely changed the way that I do my business, my ministry, my parenting, my own personal, guarding my heart or stewarding my heart, is asking the Lord two questions. What does abundance look like in this situation? And then what steps do I need to take to increase my capacity? Literally, you guys, I cannot explain it. I feel like my relationship with Jesus just went from out here, this much more intimate. Like the keys and the strategies that He is releasing through those two questions have been absolutely mind-blowing. There are parts of my business that scare me to death. Like, there are decisions that I have to make. I'm not so afraid of the decisions. It's more parts of running a business that I just don't know. I just don't know, and I don't really have a huge desire to learn certain things. And so it is so easy. I'm giving you a great example of how to increase capacity here. So it's so easy to be able to say, I don't know, or that's not within my realm, or whatever. And so it keeps you in this place. But sometimes increasing capacity is learning things you don't want to learn. Sometimes it's taking risks. Sometimes it's facing that fear, the fear of taxes, or the fear of understanding accounting, or the fear of, you know what I'm saying? Like taking those things that we're avoiding and actually facing them so that we can increase our capacity. I look at parenting. I look at how I'm trying to think of a really good example right now. But my children get stuck in cycles, and if I were to keep putting the pressure on them to perform in that cycle when they're already not succeeding, that's super frustrating. It's super frustrating for me as a parent to try to make them do something that they do not have the capacity for, and it's super frustrating for them because they're not succeeding. So I have changed the way that I've seen those ruts or those cycles with my kids, and I've helped them walk through what do we need to do to increase your capacity to be able to handle this. So I'll give you an example. Being late for getting out the door. So instead of getting on them or getting frustrated or whatever, the conversation looks something like this. You're struggling with getting out the door in time, aren't you? Yes, okay. So what are the steps that we need to do? How do we need to manage your time better to increase your capacity to be able to get yourself out the door on time? And it's creating those, what needs to change? What do you need to overcome? These are great questions for Jesus. Jesus, what needs to change? What do I need to change in this situation to be successful getting myself out the door? Jesus, what does abundance look like trying to get myself out the door? Jesus, what risks do I need to take? Or Jesus, what's blocking my way from accomplishing this goal? Anyway, what I wanted to do in this video is I wanted to come up with all these very specific examples for you and like to walk you through it. And I felt like Jesus said, don't do that. I felt like Jesus said, don't do it. Because I'm giving you amazingly powerful tools right here by the question of what does abundance look like, and then also processing with Holy Spirit and with Jesus about how to increase your capacity. And I don't feel like this is something that somebody can just hand to you. This is not a 1-2-3. It's not a program or a format to follow. This is intimacy with Jesus. This is intimacy and partnering with Holy Spirit so that you can walk in all that He has for you on earth. And that's something that somebody can't do for you. You actually have to go after that yourself. And so anyways, I just, again, I cannot stress enough how this has transformed my relationship with Jesus and just walking in a fuller measure, a larger measure of what He has for me as a daughter. And I just, there's such an excitement and a joy about doing life right now, whether it's my business or my ministry. Many of you know that we are still enduring a fire, that the car fire that came through Reading, and hard, really, really, really hard. There's a lot of loss. There's a lot of destruction. The news reports and the videos don't do it justice. I've seen a lot of them, and it's just not the same as when you see it with your own eyes, that many of our close friends are walking through loss. And loss of everything. They lost their homes. They lost everything, and that's real. It's real pain. It's real trauma. It's real loss. But we can still be asking Jesus, what does abundance look like in this situation? Jesus, what needs to be removed? What needs to come into an alignment to increase my capacity to walk through this, to endure my circumstances? And yes, these questions apply to things such as a fire, such as a disaster. They apply when you're going through a divorce. They apply when you're going through incredible conflict with somebody else. I asked the question on Facebook. I said, how many of you feel like you are stuck in the cycle of, I can't remember exactly how I worded it, but of lack, conflict, or setback? I think that's what I said. Come on, ask Jesus. What are some of the things that I need to do to increase my capacity to break out of the setback or the lack or whatever the cycle is that's going on? You might be pleasantly surprised by what Jesus wants to show you with that. So anyways, I hope that you guys are as encouraged with this as I am. And I encourage you to get Chris's book. Come on, I don't normally put plugs in for books, but this one was an amazing one. This is pretty transforming. So go ahead and get that book and be asking Jesus, put these tools in your back pocket. What does abundance look like in this situation? And what needs to change to increase my capacity in this situation? So anyways, be blessed, guys. And would you do me a favor? As you're walking this out, I would love for you to drop me a note. I would love for you to drop me a testimony and tell me, what did God do? How did He show up when you started asking Him those hard questions during some of those hard circumstances? So be super, super excited to hear the testimonies that are going to come in from that. So love you all much. Thanks so much for joining me.